This is Mike Slater in San Diego, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. It's Friday, July 29th, 2022. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Joe Biden denies that the economy is in a recession. He said it's strong. Joe Manchin agrees to more spending. Super. Crime spirals out of control in New York City. And most older Americans can no longer afford the basics. Also coming up, the message of the day, an inspirational one. But first, Joe Biden denying the economy is now officially entering a recession. New data shows GDP shrinking for the second consecutive quarter. That's the actual definition of recession. Always has been. But the president said, quote, coming off of last year's historic economic growth and regaining all the private sector jobs lost during the pandemic crisis, it's no surprise that the economy is slowing down. But that doesn't sound like a recession to me. And the media fell right in line. After more than a year of, but what do you expect? Merriam-Webster the other day redefined the word woman and girl. So of course they're going to fall in line and redefine recession too. After more than a year of Build Back Better negotiations, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia announcing an agreement. The Democrats will spend $433 billion, new taxes, clean energy, and climate change. The legislation also will reduce carbon emissions by 40% in the next 8 years. The bill also allocates $1.5 billion for priorities like planting more trees. This is exactly what got us into our inflation mess and recession. Printing money, spending money, and taxing. That's it. So let's just do more of it, huh? Data from the New York Police Department showing a massive spike in crime across New York City. Since January 1st, major felonies up 37%. Car theft up 50%. Robberies 39%. Home invasions 32%. Violent assaults in the subway up 38%. Far left district attorney Alvin Bragg recently dropped murder charges against a bodega owner who stabbed an assailant in self-defense. At least there's that. In total, 350 detectives have filed for early retirement so far this year. Who can blame them? A survey from the University of Massachusetts finds 52% of older Americans struggle to pay for basic necessities. Most adults over the age of 55 can't afford essential items like groceries, rent, medication, and transportation. Seniors are saving money by cutting back on former luxuries like travel and dining in restaurants. A third of U.S. households have raided their savings in the last 2 years to cope with rising prices. Unfortunately, it's going to get worse. The message of the day, please vow with me that whenever you hear a story like this, you will share it with everyone you know and you will tell your kids these stories. We need more of them. I'll give one to you next.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. I will always share stories like this when they happen. It is so important to know these stories, to tell your children these stories of heroism and sacrifice, to know they still exist. The only way to expect any of us to do things like this is to know that it can be done and that it's valued. There was a pizza delivery man in Indiana. He was driving down the street at midnight, saw a house on fire. He ran to the front yard, screamed up to see if anyone was inside, if anyone could hear him. Four faces popped up in the upstairs window. Four kids were in the house and the 18-year-old sister. So he ran into the house, rescued the children. But when they got out, there was one more inside. So he went back in to get the baby. But the smoke was so bad on the way out, he had to go upstairs, break a window, and then jump down to the ground with the baby in his arms. When police and firefighters finally arrived, we can tell from the body camera footage, this man is running from the house with the baby in his arms, blood streaming down his arm. There's a moment when he's on the ground and he can barely breathe from smoke inhalation, and an officer's putting him in a tourniquet and says, "This is going to hurt, okay?" And he says, "Go for it." But listen to this. This man is lying on the ground. He's in intense pain because it inhaled all the smoke, just jumped out of a window. But listen to what he's really thinking about.
Is the baby okay? Please tell me that baby's okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, she's okay.
100%.
Yeah, you're okay.
You did good, dude. Okay.
Did you hear that? The only thing on his mind is the baby okay? And the response from the police officer, "You did good, dude. You did good." Man, I'll tell you, right behind "well done, good and faithful servant" is "you did good, dude." Nick Bostick has been released from the hospital and everyone is alive. I'll give you another one. Michigan, Lake Huron. It's just the other day, 62-year-old man was on a boat with his 32-year-old son and 9 and 3-year-old grandson. Some wake came from a neighboring boat, knocked the 3-year-old into the water. He was wearing a life jacket. So the 3-year-old goes over, and then dad and grandpa both jumped in. They were not wearing life jackets. And the 9-year-old stayed on the boat, called 911. Well, the 9-year-old got the attention of a passing boat, and that boat pulled the 3-year-old on board, then pulled his dad on board, and they finally got to the grandpa. But by the time they got to him, he was unconscious. They tried CPR, but he was pronounced dead. So the grandpa died trying to save the life of his 3-year-old grandson. There's no better way to go than that. Seriously, think about that. How'd you die? "I died trying to rescue my grandson." Wow. Good for you. "He jumped into the lake and tried to rescue me, and he drowned." Wow, what a man. What a hero. Didn't even hesitate. Jumped right in. As if the whole purpose of his life was to rescue you. And you think, "Oh, but Slater, he didn't rescue his grandson." Pfft, doesn't matter. Irrelevant. Died trying. Seriously, if I died in a rescue attempt of my children, don't mourn that for a second. Celebrate the heck out of that. I will always be on the lookout to celebrate heroes like this. We need more of them. And if you want to be like these guys one day, you have to decide now. That way, when the moment comes, you'll be like these men, not even hesitate. Something you might not know, coming up next.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more, or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
Hey, it's Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. I learned recently that the word sloth doesn't just mean lazy. I mean, it does, but it means more than that, too. The Greek root of the word sloth means without care. It's you just don't care about anything anymore. You don't care about your morality. You don't care about the state of your salvation. You have no feelings for the world, the people in it. What's the point of it all? Who cares if I'm sinning? What even is sin? Who cares? There is no God. There is no heaven. There is no hell. You're just without care. In the Iliad, the great warrior Achilles, he won't fight because he's being a little baby. He's having a temper tantrum. So Odysseus gives this epic speech about the great values of honor and glory. And Achilles responds with, "One and the same for the man who hangs back and the man who battles hard. The same honor waits for the coward and the brave." Ugh, lame. He doesn't care about the good anymore. Now, often this attitude leads to people doing nothing, hence the idea of laziness as sloth. But it can also lead to people doing bad things and not caring. And it can also lead to people seeing bad things around them and not caring about it. That's sloth too. Sloth means without care. I'll give you an example. Last month, Philadelphia, 3 a.m., seven kids ages 10 to 14 threw a traffic cone multiple times at a 73-year-old man. He went to the hospital and died from the injuries. Brothers, 10 and 14 years old, and two other girls, 12 and 14, were arrested. 10-year-old boy, 12, 14-year-old girl. The two 14-year-olds have been charged with murder as an adult. They were laughing as they murdered this man. How could this happen? What's going on? Well, among other things, sloth, without care. They had no care for another human life. They had no care for their future. Their families had no care for them. And the culture we created is without care for the good, the beautiful, and the true. So our challenge is to be resensitized to sin, resensitized to the bad things around us. Don't be numb anymore. That way you can fight against evil. And also, you can appreciate the good, beautiful, and the true even more, like the stories of heroism that we shared in the last segment. We need to become resensitized and fight against sloth. More coming up.
Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer.
MikeSlater.locals.com. Thank you, Bill, for letting me fill in. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on Monday.